Hi, I'm Andrew, the rector of St Mary's here in Hanwell, and welcome to our daily video reflection for Holy Week. This year, our reflections are going to take the form of Lectio Divina, a spiritual exercise often known as slow reading of Scripture. And our hope is that that's going to help us to engage with Jesus throughout Holy Week. Every day, one of our clergy will take us through a piece of Scripture and give us some questions to reflect on. And then different members of our church family will lead us in prayers. As with all our online content, it's important that you choose to join in, because when we do, that's when we have a much better chance of meeting with Jesus. Today's reading is from John chapter 12, it's verses 1 to 11. I'm going to read our reading twice, and each time I encourage you to just notice what jumps out. Maybe it's a word or a phrase. It might just be that God is trying to draw your attention to something in particular. After the first reading, I'll offer you some questions to help you reflect further before reading our reading a second time and then leaving you some space to pray as well. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii, and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and were believing in Jesus. Picture the scene. I wonder where you would be at that dinner. Would you be close to Jesus? Would you, like Mary, feel comfortable in pouring out all that you are, worshipping him? Or perhaps, like Judas, you feel a bit more distant from Jesus. Imagine the smell of the perfume as it fills the air, like the smell and fragrance of worship filling a church. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, the home of Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. There they gave a dinner for him. Martha served, and Lazarus was one of those at table with him. Mary took a pound of costly perfume, made of pure nard, anointed Jesus' feet, and wiped them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. He kept the common purse and used to steal what was put into it. Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She bought it so that she might keep it for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." When the great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there, they came not only because of Jesus, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death as well, since it was on account of him that many of the Jews were deserting and believing in Jesus. now going to take a short time for your own prayers.
Let us bring to our Father the prayers of intercession through Christ, who gave himself for the life of the world, for forgiveness for the many times we have denied Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For grace to seek out those habits of sin which mean spiritual death, and by prayer and self-discipline to overcome them. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For Christian people, that through the suffering of disunity, there may grow a rich union in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who make laws, interpret them, and administer them, that our common life may be ordered in justice and mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who have the courage and honesty to work openly for justice and peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those in the darkness and agony of isolation, that they may find support and encouragement, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who weigh down with hardship, failure, or sorrow, feel that God is far from them, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For those who attempted to give up the way of the cross, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. That we, with those who have died in faith, may find mercy in the day of Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Holy God, holy and strong, holy and immortal, have mercy upon us.